I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy, stay connected.
And what about your relationship with Max? Because you've certainly known him a very long time, haven't you? What, about 10 years or something now?
Yeah, we raced against each other in 2010. That was our first year together. Max was extremely baby-faced then.
I was going to say, he was about 2 years old.
Yeah, we were both podgy-faced. We both had cheeks that were just like a bunny. Straight away Max was very quick. And it was between us two for the championships. I think he won what was called the WSK championship, which was kind of like a European championship. And then I won the European and the Worlds. In the end, it's the same drivers that you race against in everything. So we had some good races. We had some very close races where we had a few contacts and things like that, but it never got aggressive. It was aggressive on track, but it never was heated off track. I guess there was a mutual respect between us, and it would go to a weekend where every weekend it would either be Max or I fighting for the win, and it was good times. I enjoyed that.
What's the dynamic like now? How much data is shared? How much talking is done behind the scenes?
There's a lot. It's like any other team, though, to be honest. With each other, we're very similar in what we want in the car. So there's no real difference on the technical side. It's very open, especially with Max. He's not someone to hide anything. He kind of puts it all on the table and he's driving 100% from FP1, so there's not really anything to hide. It works well. I think obviously the team, he's been with the team for 6 years now, so there's definitely that chemistry. And it's kind of me, especially that midway through last year when I joined the team, was a bit of that, you know, sit on the wall and just listen to everything and see how the team operate, and I kind of understand how they do things around here. Because it is slightly different, the atmosphere from, you know, Toro Rosso to Red Bull. Toro Rosso, it's a team that they're built for junior drivers. There's very much that kind of let's work with the driver and make them feel comfortable in the car. Red Bull, obviously, it's pure performance. You know, everything's to get the car quicker. And the with that, obviously, it's slightly different. And you go from an Italian team to an English team. No real difference, just obviously there's a bit of culture difference.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it's a given that you'll be able to hit the ground running at somewhere like Red Bull, because you've done your maturing at Toro Rosso as an individual.
And you normally, yes. But yeah, it's 6 months that I did it, so it wasn't that many. It wasn't that long.
Yeah, my God. How useful has it been having that framework of friendship that's offered by George and Lando and these other guys that in Charles that you have known a very long time? I know that George particularly is a close mate, and actually he was on the podcast yesterday.
No, I like it a lot, especially with George. As you said, George, Lando, Charles, they must be the ones I'm closest to. We grew up together. George and I, I'm sure maybe you've heard the story, but we pretty much lived together for in 2017. And it was at my house. He must probably had more dinners at my house than I had at my own house. But just because obviously he was just close with me, with my family, and it was great. we still do things a lot together, obviously less so now with our social bubbles. But it's nice because you can go into a year, you can go into Formula One with that kind of, there's nothing really feels that weird. But then it's very much, very quickly, oh, hey, George, hey, Lando, what's up, kind of thing. And you kind of hang out, do your things with them. And it's cool. It's that new generation, I guess, coming up. Because when I think about it, you don't really see the older guys doing it too much. And I could imagine for people on the outside as well, it must be is a bit weird that we can be so friendly off track. I don't know if that, you know, people maybe think, how are these guys, you know, they should be competitors, not friends. But we are. It's just off track and on track.
I think there's two schools of thought. One is that if you're at the sharp end, all fighting for wins and world championships, maybe some of that friendship will fall away. But actually, I think people are really like, it's really endearing. It makes you all feel human to the fans. And it's lovely. Yeah. It feels really special. It feels like there's a bunch of young, talented drivers out there who actually do care about each other as well. And that just makes the sport all the more watchable. I think you should be really proud of that. And it's something you shouldn't let go of because it's unique, really, in Formula One. I've only been in the sport 10 years, but talking to people, you know, like Martin Brundle, they certainly feel like this is a very special group of young drivers.
Sure.
Haven't really seen the likes of that before. So that's great. And so does that mean that you'd still get to do stuff away from the track together? Do you get to hang? I know it's different at the moment with coronavirus, but can you take a break from things if you end up just talking about racing all the time?
Oh, no. I'd say when we're together, we talk almost nothing about racing. We'll talk a little bit about it, about our weekends and, let's say, struggles or not, no struggles, let's say positives. And we'll talk about, you know, the rubbish stuff, the typical gossip, paddock, radio paddock kind of rumours or all that kind of rubbish.
I didn't have you down as a gossip.
Thanks so much for listening to In The Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise-cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.